Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Denningham, and today we are being joined by the Perry Fire Chief, Grayson Hill. And Grayson, as always, really appreciate you taking the time to join me.
Yep, no problem. I appreciate being able here to help people out and let them know about safety when it comes to fires.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, as we're getting into the summertime, a big thing that people like to do and that's popular is grilling. So we'll just kind of go over safety tips when it comes to that. So why don't you just share, we'll start off here with just general safety advice that people should keep in mind when they're grilling.
Sure. There's a lot of things that people need to think about when they're grilling, when you're using a propane grill. You always want to make sure and check the gas tank for leaks before use. If it's sitting all winter, especially, make sure that, you know, everything is still sealed up. The hose aren't rotten, everything. You want to keep your grill clean. Always clean it before you use it. Make sure you remove any extra grease, fat buildup. Just keeps the thing from flaring up. You always want to place your grill away from your house, your deck railing. Keep it away from your eaves and overhangs. Never put a grill inside your garage. We have actually had people have done that. And then next thing you know, the garage door's on fire and we get called for that. So make sure you keep your children and your pets at least 3 feet away when you're grilling. It's a very hot area and you just don't want little kids getting burnt. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thank you for especially the garage thing and the children, definitely keeping those things in mind. Now talk about when it comes to like people positioning their grills. Obviously, you just brought up, like I said, the garage, but what do people need to think about when doing that?
Well, you always want to make sure that your grill is on a level, hard surface, so it doesn't accidentally tip over. You don't ever want to put a grill like on top of a wooden deck. There's possibility that you know, especially if you have a charcoal grill, things could fall down and you could catch your deck on fire. Like I say, keep it away from your eaves. That kind of thing. You want your grill to be out in the open, you know, not where it gets a wind that could actually blow it away. You just don't want it close to your house. So we've actually had calls where people have melted the siding on their home, not taking, you know, they thought it 3 feet away was plenty, and it still melted the siding on their home.
Well, thank you for going over that. And then talk about, I mean, you know, weather can play a factor. You know, what should people think about when it comes to avoiding grilling in certain types of weather?
Well, you have to be careful. You don't want to start your grill and there's possibility of some heavy rain and lightning coming in because, you know, you're going to be outside. Huge winds can come up as they do blow in Iowa. You don't want to have a hot gas grill or even a charcoal grill going and possibility of the wind blowing it over. We are a little bit greener on grass than we have been. But there's always that chance that you could start a fire, which, you know, nobody wants to do. So always be prepared, you know, for weather conditions. It's nice to always keep a water bottle close to your fire. It's easy to put out a grease fire if you got a spray bottle right there. Keep it low, you know, things like that. So,
well, again, we are speaking here with the Perry Fire Chief, Grayson Hill, going over grilling safety. And Grayson, as we continue here, proper clothing to wear when grilling. What would you say there?
Well, the first thing is you don't want to wear baggy clothing. You know, you don't want to have like a long sleeve coat or a loose sweatshirt, things like that on your grilling. It's real easy for things like that to catch on fire. So, you know, wear appropriate shoes, jeans, you know, if you can, things that just, because you don't want things to splatter, get back on you, and just wear heavy safety gloves when you're grilling to make it easier so you don't burn your hands and things like that. So,
all right. Well, thank you for that. And then just kind of to end here, I know this is probably not a super common thing, but I do know sometimes people maybe like to drink on the side while they're grilling and stuff. And can you talk about potential dangers that can happen if people get too intoxicated by chance?
Yes, there's always that possibility. We all know that people like to have a little cold drink in hand when they are grilling. Having a beer in your hand is not as bad as you have an alcohol drink because alcohol is a lot more flammable. If you were accidentally to spill your drink, you don't want that sudden flare up from that alcohol hitting that fire. So always make sure, you know, do things wisely. Sit your drink, whether it be, you know, a mixed drink, a beer, to set it off the side while you're doing your grilling and be safe.
Awesome. Again, we've been speaking here with the Perry Fire Chief Grayson Hill going over grilling safety. And Grayson, always appreciate the time. And then hopefully everybody stays safe and you won't have to go out and, you know, deal with any fires this summer.
No, just quick little information. July is usually the biggest, busiest month for grilling. It's the peak month of all the seasons. It's usually July, then it goes to June, are the actual busiest ones. But more than one quarter of grill structures fire started because of an exterior balcony or a porch. So always remember those kind of things. Gas grills, last year they were involved in 9,200 and some home fires just alone last year. Wow. So,
yeah, no. Okay. Well, yeah, thanks for those stats. So yeah, just keep that in mind, especially here as we're getting into those summer months for sure. And well, yeah, Grayson, thanks again for going over all that. And thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. I love to anytime. So once again, it's that time of year, everybody have a safe, enjoyable grilling season. And just, you know, make sure one thing to remember is called the three P's. It's called placement, preparation, and protection. So just remember that when you're getting ready to grill.
Absolutely. Great tips there from the Perry Fire Chief, Grayson Hill. It's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.